The Fan on Demand.
Welcome to UFC Central. I'm your host, Shodan Joe, for the next hour. We're going to talk mixed martial arts, UFC, and everything in between on the Sportsnet Fan Radio Network. Big, big, big day today for the Sportsnet family as we had a pre-launch for Sportsnet 360, formerly known as The Score. And we had a wonderful get-together, a gathering there at the Sportsnet 360 studios down on King Street. Great time until Sid Sixero decided to pull me into the control room where my co-host this evening is laughing at me. Behind the glass is Danny Riccio. He's in instant depression as our Italian soccer team fell to Spain today via penalty shots. And Igor Henriquez, my producer, to my right, is smiling ear to ear. If Igor steps out of line, ladies and gentlemen, it may get ugly in here. But regardless, they lost. It's fine. It is what it is.
It was only the Confederations Cup. Let's be honest.
But there's a lot of pride on the line here.
There's some pride, but it's not like it's the World Cup or the Euros. It's, you know, it's an 8-team tournament. You know, it's more for the hardcore soccer fans.
Which is us,
yeah.
So I'm embarrassed. Nah, I'm really embarrassed. You know what? I've got the game PVR'd at home. When I get home after the radio show, I will definitely be watching. I heard it was a great first half. Danny was telling me everything. It was a great first half, second half. But apparently the heat got to the players. But lots of heat down at Sportsnet 360 Studios because you'll be hearing from four interviews that I did there. Tom Wright, UFC Director of Operations for Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Sarah Kaufman was in the house. Patrick Cote was in the house. And TJ Grant, the number one contender in the UFC's lightweight division. And we'll also hear from Faraz Zahabi in the third block of the show. Just to talk, get the latest TriStar. What's happening out there? He's got so many fighters that are training there for big fights. And we'll get more from him regarding a whole bunch of topics. Before we get to that, though, the first thing you said to me before we came on the air, but we're going to go to Tom Wright in a moment, but the one thing you said to me on the air is next weekend, UFC 162, Anderson Silva taking on Chris Weidman, that you are surprised so many guys are picking Chris Weidman.
I am, simply based on the fact that Anderson hasn't lost in such a long time, and he still has that aura of mystique where he's Anderson Silva. Now, I can understand why people think that Weidman might have a considerable amount of, you know, of opportunity to beat Anderson, you know, take him to the ground, use that great wrestling of his. But it's Anderson Silva, one of the top fighters in the world. And until someone actually comes out and does beat him, I'm not going to believe it. I'm sure the fighters have reasons to believe it. I just don't believe it.
We had MMA Junkie Matt on last week, and I made it clear to him. I said, don't take my headline, because during the week when I write an article, I'll believe it when I see it. And I know George St. Pierre was the first guy to go publicly on UFC Central to say that Chris Weidman will not only beat Anderson Silva, he will finish Anderson Silva, followed up by Frankie Edgar, many, many more fighters that you'll see on Tuesday's episode of UFC Central. If you don't know, all the UFC content is moving over to Sportsnet 360 starting next week, which includes The Ultimate Fighter, all the different prelims, and UFC Central. New date, Tuesdays, airing at 7:30. We will no longer apparently be bumped anymore by the Leafs, by the Jays, by the Edmonton Oilers and Calgary Flames and Vancouver Canucks. Strictly Sportsnet 360. Fantastic for me. I absolutely love it. It's a dream come true for me. We're on primetime at 7:30, and we spoke to everyone that was there today. Everyone was smiling ear to ear, including all the UFC staff that were there. And like I said, we had a chance to catch up with Tom Wright to get his thoughts on the new relationship with the Ultimate Fighting Championship and Sportsnet 360.
Here with the Director of Operations for Zuffa Canada, Australia, and New Zealand at the Sportsnet 360 launch. First things first, how excited are you? Because if you're excited as me, you might be jumping out of your pants, and I know where I'm going with this conversation, but how excited are you that the new broadcast partnership will be with Sportsnet 360 for the Ultimate Fighting Championship?
I'm absolutely thrilled, and it's not just for the Ultimate Fighting Championship, but it's the new home for all the UFC content. It's an exclusive place in Canada. We've had a long-time relationship with Sportsnet, as you know, Joe, but this is a really great opportunity for us to have a home position Wednesday nights for all of our UFC fans to know where they can go to see not only UFC Wired, UFC Central, to see the prelims for our fights, to see our non-pay-per-view fights, but also to watch the Ultimate Fighter.
Two things about the Ultimate Fighter. Dana made it clear to me last time I spoke to him that what's happening in the house in Vegas with Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate is arguably one of the craziest things he's ever seen, worse than Ken Shamrock, Tito Ortiz. What are you hearing about what's happening in that house? Because you've got men and women in there.
I'm hearing similar things, but I've also heard that something has happened for the first time, maybe only the second time in the entire history of the Ultimate Fighter. I can't tell you about that because I'd have to kill you, and that would not look great on the show. But I can tell you that it's going to be a great one when Season 18 finally airs on Wednesday nights on Sportsnet 360.
I can add Tom Wright to the list of Dana White and Patrick Cote, who have all these special things to tell me, but they can't tell me
on camera, and I understand that. I completely respect that. But Patrick Cote was also here at the Sportsnet 360 launch. He is the coach for Tough Nations Canada versus Australia. He wants a sweep. Now, you've got to be pretty much, you know, partisan in this, or bipartisan, in terms of you represent both Canada, you are Canadian, and New Zealand and Australia. Patrick wants a sweep in the home country. I mean, what else can we expect?
Well, when I saw Patrick earlier today, I explained very politely to him that actually I'm from Switzerland, so I have to really be as unbiased as possible. But even though I'm from Switzerland, chances would have it that I have a Canadian flag tattooed somewhere here. So probably deep down inside, I'm going to be pulling a bit for Team Canada. I think it's going to be a great competition. We're going to be casting welterweights and middleweights. I know we're going to be able to cast that net wide. Canadians from across this country are going to want to try out for this team because the first, you know, you only have one chance to do something for the first time. We're trying out in Sydney as well in early September. It's going to be a great competition. The Aussies are great competitors. They're great athletes. But so are the Canadians. It's going to be an epic battle. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, as you saw earlier today during the presentation at Sportsnet 360, I took a little shot at Scott Moore and Keith Paley for trying to send me to Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia, to do a nice little feature on TJ Grant. Can you help me, you know, send me to Australia to come to these tryouts at all or no?
Well, I'm shocked you haven't been to Cole Harbour. You should have gone down there in your own nickel to see TJ. I mean, I'm amazed that you would have done that anyway, Joe, because you've always talked about how important these Canadian fighters are to you, so you have to see them in their own hometown. So if you go down to Cole Harbour and do some great work with the lightweight champion of the UFC from Cole Harbour, then I'll see what I can do about Australia.
You're to hear first, folks. I'm going to try to get to Australia. Talk about the actual branding of the UFC on Sportsnet 360, because people were talking about, as we led up there, that sometimes the reality of television meant that UFC Central and the UFC at times would get bumped to different stations, whether it would be on Sportsnet 1 or a different time slot. Sometimes it's not airing in the East or West. And now it is a brand new home. Talk about what that means for you. Did you tell Dana White that, you know what, this is incredible news for us because we're not going to get bumped anymore? I mean, it is a reality of television, but one spot, guaranteed, will air, and it's in so many homes across Canada.
Well, in this business, they call that appointment television. And it really is the nirvana for any sports property to have a consistent home position at a certain time every day of the week that our fans can get used to where to find great UFC content. And to be able to know that consistently, Wednesdays, particularly in the evening, you know, 4 hours straight of UFC content is going to happen on Sportsnet 360 is perfect.
Next week is UFC 162, Silva versus Weidman. Let's be honest, it's the greatest of all time. I'll be down in Vegas, and the last time you saw me in a sunny environment, you took shots at my attire. Look, I'm going to Vegas, Mr. Wright. I have to wear shorts.
Well, actually, I'm going to be in Vegas next week as well. I checked the weather, and on Sunday, when I arrive, the temperature is going to be 47 degrees Celsius, which is a cool 117 Fahrenheit. Understand there's a bit of a cold breeze coming through. So if you show up in shorts, I will not give you a hard time, and I promise you won't. But if you're wearing flip-flops, I will.
Either way, I'm not going to be able to win. Thank you for your time.
Anytime.
Tom Wright, Director of Operations for Zuffa Canada, Australia, and New Zealand.
And I know you want to chime in, Igor, but we have to get these other interviews in here. You're smiling. You probably got a million questions to ask me and some comments based on that conversation with Tom Wright. For now, let's go to Sarah Kaufman. And she flew in a long way to come out here for the presentation, so we're very thankful for her. And if you don't know her, she's the sweetest girl you will ever meet, but the baddest woman at 135 pounds in the country of Canada. Here's my conversation with Sarah Kaufman.
Here with the lovely Sarah Kaufman, the baddest woman to compete in mixed martial arts in this country, giving me shots. I said, did you fly in from Kelowna? Obviously not, from Victoria, BC. A long flight here for the launch of Sportsnet 360. What does this mean for ladies and fans like you out on the West Coast?
You know, I think it's so exciting for everyone in Canada to know where they can go to watch the UFC, to get their MMA fix and not have to jump around channels. And just work with, you know, a great network that's willing to kind of support and promote such a great sport.
Are you reading up on some of the Ultimate Fighter stuff happening right now with Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate? That was a spot that you wanted. You would love to have taken that spot, but there's apparently some craziness happening on the show, and that season will air on Sportsnet 360. Have you read some of the news out there?
I've definitely heard a little bit, and I can only imagine how the two camps are competing with each other, because I know from being there in person that they really have a grudge against each other, and they both have certain things that they really hate about about the other one. And, you know, it's definitely going to make for great TV. And I'm really interested to see how they do as coaches and how they take on that role.
We spoke in front of a live audience here today when we did the presentation about finally making it to the UFC. You've been competing for a very long time. You haven't competed yet, but you've got a big fight against Sarah McMahon in her home country, competing in Indianapolis. We'll get to that momentarily, but first things first, are you nervous? Are you anxious to compete for the UFC? I mean, you competed on Strikeforce and other big organizations, but this is the biggest of the big, the biggest of the big.
You know, every fight I think you're more nervous or you're as nervous. And definitely, you know, the UFC is something that I've longed for and dreamed of and pushed for so many years that it's a big step up. You know, even having had the Strikeforce title, having had big fights with big names, you know, it's always the biggest fight of your career. And this is absolutely true of August 28th, with Sarah McMahon.
You talk about the scrap here. I mean, she's a wrestler. We know that. An Olympic medalist. She's going to try her best to try and take you down on the ground. I personally don't want to. I can't see her standing and trading with you. I don't think that'd be beneficial to her career. I could simply see her trying to take you down. I know it's a surface analogy, but you talk about a wrestler like that. Who are you planning to bring in to work getting back to your feet or work in the submissions?
You know, I have a great camp with my coach Adam Zujic in Victoria and great team to work with. And I will be going down to Albuquerque as well to work with the Jackson Winklejohn team. And Julie Kedzie has her fight coming up July 27th. So, you know, I'm really excited with the people that I have around me. But I am, of course, looking to bring in a couple different wrestlers. There's Simon Fraser University has an amazing women's wrestling program. So I've been in contact with them to bring over some wrestlers as well as, you know, a couple other contacts that I have. You know, one girl, Brittany Laverdue, and she was an alternate for the last wrestling in the Olympics for Canada.
Now, you mentioned Adam. Now, for those who don't know, those that follow my show, whether it's TV or radio, I've got a long-standing feud with Faraz Zahabi. He's forever playing jokes. I know you know that Adam threatened me with his ukulele. So I need to know, are you on my side or on Adam's side? Because if he comes at me with that ukulele, I'm going to need some backup.
You know, to be fair, he is a good prankster, and on a regular basis, probably every day, he either manages to scare me, push me into a corner, or make fun of me. So I would definitely be on your side.
I appreciate that. Now, Mitch Clark, he competed last show in Winnipeg. He took some shots at you during an interview. Did you see them?
No.
I am not going to repeat what he said about you. Because I mentioned, you know, Sarah Kaufman going to come and crash this interview and all that jazz, you know, making fun of the way you walk and run and stuff like that. And he took some shots at you. I want you to watch the interview online before I say anything because you might get mad at me. But do you have a message for Mitch Clark if he keeps talking trash towards you?
Mitch Clark, watch your knees.
Sarah Kaufman, Mitch Clark. She's competing against Sarah McMahon. August 28th, the bout you can catch right here on Sportsnet 360. Oh, yeah.
There you go, Sarah Kaufman. Now, you're smiling ear to ear. Yes, her coach wants to come at me with a ukulele. He's already threatened me numerous times. I've yet to see it pan out. I don't want it to pan out, but you never know. But Tom Wright, you were smiling ear to ear at the Tom Wright interview there. What's up?
Well, first of all, there was that shorts comment that he made, obviously. But I was more interested in terms of what he said about the Ronda Rousey situation where he saw something that hadn't happened in The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
Only once or twice. Any predictions on what that might be?
Guys getting kicked off the show for leaving the complex or something? I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Now, with the whole dynamic of the males, females, didn't maybe a female hit one of the males? I don't know.
Yes.
That could be a possibility, right?
I can't wait for the season. It's going to be great. Well, basically, and especially with Ronda saying some of the stuff about Brian Carey, Misha Tate's boyfriend. I mean, things are going to get ugly there. Guaranteed.
Should be something to watch for sure.
Oh, listen, man. The way Ronda Rousey promotes things and the way Misha Tate promotes things are completely different, but neither one of them are going to back down. And Brian Caraway's got no issue yipping and yapping. So at the same time, and again, men, women in the house. I mean, the one thing we've always heard from Dana White and every fighter that's ever been on The Ultimate Fighter, they try and tell me flat out, you have no idea what it's like to be in a house for 6 weeks with no contact with the outside world, but especially women. And I'm sure you know where I'm going with that. Now these guys in the house will have women in there. You're trapped in there with women for 6 weeks. We'll make things interesting when that season airs later this year on Sportsnet 360. All right, coming up after the break, Patrick Cote, TJ Grant, a little bit later on, Faraz Zahabi. You're listening to UFC Central on the Sportsnet Fan Radio Network.
UFC Central. UFC Central with Showdown Joe.
Are you ready?
Welcome back to UFC Central. I'm your host, Shodan Joe. We're talking mixed martial arts, UFC, and everything in between on the Sportsnet Fan Radio Network. As I mentioned earlier, a big day for the Sportsnet family as we had a pre-launch for Sportsnet 360. All the UFC content will be moved over to Sportsnet 360, which includes the prelims, the Wednesday live fight nights, Saturday fight nights, UFC Central on Tuesdays and Wednesdays is going to be fantastic. And I'm being told there may be more shows for yours truly to host. So my schedule, if it's not bad as it is, it's about to pick up. But hopefully the radio show will continue. Yeah, it will continue. I'll be coming up here to 333 Bloor. I guess we're at One Mount Pleasant. So, Igor, you can't get rid of me.
Well, I mean, without you, there's no show, right? I got to get paid, too.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. Now, Patrick Cote, had a chance to catch up with Patrick Cote while we were down there. He wants a sweep. He's going to mention in the interview, can you imagine he actually gets a sweep? He's adamant that the guys on his team, they got to sweep the Australians. That's insane.
Is that realistic, though?
No,
I didn't think so either.
I don't think so. All right, here's my conversation with Patrick Cote, the new coach or the first ever coach for the Ultimate Fighter Nations, Canada versus Australia.
Here with the Predator, Patrick Cote, but remember, he's a 170-pound Predator. I don't know, I'm not much of a Predator if you ask me anymore.
I feel pretty good at this weight. I'm staying there.
So, I mean, that was a tough weight cut. No, actually, you said it was a good weight cut. What did you learn from that?
All right, I learned a lot about my body, about nutrition, about the health. And, you know, I was working with professional nutritionists, and I learned a lot in this process. You know, if I had this knowledge before, maybe I should maybe cutting at 170 before, but I had a nice run at 185. You know, I can't complain, fought for the title, and, you know, I had a great career, but my future is at 170.
So much to talk to you about the Ultimate Fighter Nations, Canada versus Australia, but you're here from Montreal for a reason. You're here at the launch of Sportsnet 360. You work in the TV business, TVA Sports over there. What do you think Sportsnet 360 means to guys like yourself right across this country?
But especially for MMA, because there's a lot of time that you can get bummed by other major sport like soccer, like baseball or hockey, and you know some people want to still watch MMA, want to still watch UFC, so they're gonna have the choice now. They're gonna have, you know, the option to go somewhere else and watch all the time the fights as Tough Nation, The Ultimate Fighter, or the UFC. So it's just great.
I mean, we're all happy that we're finally on Sportsnet 360 because, like you said, there's a very good chance we're no longer going to get bumped. And it's part of the TV business. I used to get so many fans on Twitter complaining, Shodan, you know, every time we try and watch UFC Central, the UFC, you're getting bumped. That's the nature of television. But now that's no longer going to happen, which is great news because the Ultimate Fighter Nations, Canada versus Australia, will air on Sportsnet 360. First things first, walk us through the moment you were approached by the UFC to be a coach because you're also a former contestant on The Ultimate Fighter. Walk us through that whole scenario.
Yeah, I fought in the season 4, the comeback at the Ultimate Fighter. I fought my first fight in the UFC and UFC 50 like 10 years ago. So I think, you know, I'm going to bring a lot of experience in this show. And when the news was out that it's going to be Canada against Australia, I didn't campaign for it, but I wanted to have the job for sure. I wanted to be part of this show as a coach. And when they told me that, you know, I'll be the coach of that, I was really, really happy. I think I'm going to bring, you know, experience. I'm going to bring, you know, I'm not the best in one thing, but I'm pretty good in all area. And, you know, I fought for the title. I fought in a couple main events in the UFC too. I fought for a championship in the other organization. So I know what it is to fight on a high level. And I'm going to bring some good assistant coach with me too. So I'm some world champion of Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, some Olympian who won the last Olympic Games. So our team is going to be solid.
I can probably guess who all the coaches are going to be. Are you able to share that yet?
Oh, yeah, but you know what? There's not a big secret. You know, I'm going to bring the people who did help me to go on top. I'm going to bring Fabio Landa for sure. This is my mentor, my brother, my friend. You know, this guy, I can close my eyes and just listen to what he's telling me, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to bring Crew Ash, Morocco Muay Thai champion, two-time named the best international coach in Thailand. He's going to Thailand every year. Two-time named the best international coach. And the wrestler, he went to the last Olympic game in Beijing, David Zibelman. So we're going to have a solid team, and we're going to have some special guests during the show, and everybody's going to be big surprised, but I'm going to bring some a legend during the show, and I'm not going to say who, but you're going to watch the show, and people's going to be in my team will be pumped, will be very happy.
Oh, man, now I'm super intrigued. I'm going to work my best, ladies and gentlemen, to get this out of Patrick Cote. He probably won't give it up, but I will do my best. You have my word on it. As a fighter under Coach Patrick Cote, what is expected of these guys once you select them on your team?
To have my open mind. You know, that's, you know, when I started this business, I wasn't the best, but I kept my mind open and I took a little bit everything from everybody. If you go in this situation and you think you know everything, you're going to fail for sure, because you can learn from everybody and from every situation. I just want that. I want those guys to have an open mind. Those guys, they're gonna come. They're going to be the best prospect in Canada to go on the big show. They're not there yet. But, you know, I can help them to go there. I'm going to do my best. I'm not going there for my personal reason. I'm going there to form Team Canada. Not my team, represent my team to coach those guys. All together, we're going to be Team Canada, and we're going to go there to beat Team Australia.
Kyle Moak is their coach. We'll talk about him momentarily. Is there more pressure actually doing the show here in Canada? Or would you rather say, you know what, I'd rather take a bunch of guys over to Australia?
For me, it doesn't matter. Fight is a fight. You know, you fight. You fight in Toronto. You fight in Sydney. You fight in England. Doesn't matter. Fight is a fight. If you well prepare, doesn't matter where you fight.
Kyle Noak, 170 pounder, tough guy. Tough guy. Yep. Doesn't ever give up. It'll be an exceptional fight when you two guys finally get it on. What do you know about him right now?
You know, he's a former 185 guy too. He's a big dude. You know, his last fight, he knocked out Charlie Brennerman in 22 seconds, I think so. So, you know, he's explosive. He has a good kicks. He's a good Muay Thai guy. Trained under Greg Jackson, so he came from a great camp. But, you know, when we're going to fight, for him, it's going to be like 19 months out of the high level business. So I just got the wrist surgery. So I don't know how he's going to react, but, you know, it doesn't matter. I'm not focusing on him. I'm focusing on me. And how I see the fight, my chances are really high to win this fight. I'm going there to win, and I'm going there to knock this guy out. And it's going to be a five-round fight too. It's going to be the main event of the final, and I'm going to push the pace for sure.
He is the Predator. He will go down as a mixed martial arts pioneer and legend out of Canada. He says he's bringing a legend to the show. I will find out the next time you and I speak. Patrick Cote, thank you for your time.
Thank you, John.
There you have it, Patrick Cote. And by the way, he is coaching the Ultimate Fighter, like he mentioned, and explained everything. And I guarantee you there are a couple of guys competing in Toronto this Saturday that are going to try out for the show. I don't know for sure, but if they're smart, they will try out. This Saturday, June 29th, Substance Cage Combat will have their first show at the George Bell Arena. I will be there. You got guys, the main event is Alex Ritchie taking on Luis Felix. Todd Stout is on the card. There are a bunch of guys on this card that I guarantee you will try out for the Ultimate Fighter. Mark my words, if you want to see them before they try out in September, get out to the Substance Cage Combat event, George Bell Arena. All the information is online. Just Google Substance Cage Combat. Get your tickets. It's going to be a fantastic show, grassroots MMA. You can't make it, though, can you?
No, unfortunately, I have a boyfriend duty. I have to be at a wedding. Family members of the girlfriend.
You have no chance. That's your fight right there, son. All right, speaking of fights, big fight. TJ Grant, he's taking on Benson Henderson. He was at the launch today, all the way from Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia. This guy's got a huge fight coming up. He's doing all his media stuff ahead of time, because once he gets into training camp, he's pulling a George St. Pierre and he's locking himself out. Here is my conversation with TJ Grant.
This man traveled a long distance to come here today from Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia, at the launch of Sportsnet 360. TJ Grant, TJ, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. I can't complain. Obviously, you're here for the presentation. You saw what this all means. It's a completely different change. The UFC has now moved to Sportsnet 360. We are the broadcast holder. UFC Central has been moved. Talk about what this means for you. All your fights are going to be airing on this network.
Yeah, there's going to be no more confusion just as far as like which sports that the UFC is going to be on. So I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, I'm a big fan, obviously, of the UFC. Even though I fight in it, this is my favorite sport to watch. So I'm looking forward to, you know, watching Sportsnet 360.
Now you got a huge fight coming up with Benson Henderson. Has training camp started yet?
No, it hasn't. Like, the intensity hasn't picked up to that point yet. You know, I'm still in great shape for my last fight. I'm healthy. I've been just keeping my training going, and everything right now has been tailored towards Benson. But as soon as I get home, I'm looking Monday, probably start the intense training camp.
Does it also mean you're going to get off the internet, as an example, and get off of Twitter? Because I know you've got tunnel vision when it comes to fighting your opponent, but then there's that whole Anthony Pettis story. I think it's going away now, but at the same time, you were pretty vocal in some of the interviews that you did that this guy took a cheap shot, basically, to try and get that title shot.
You know, I didn't really, I answered questions that were asked, but, you know, I didn't really care too much about what he was saying. It's in the past now, really. I have a title shot with Benson Henderson. I'm so close to, you know, having my dream come true. I just got to, you know, worry about that, but it is what it is. He tried it, didn't work, and here we are.
Talk about when you walk up to the cage and when you're competing inside the octagon, because you're going to be competing in Milwaukee, Anthony Pettis' hometown. I'm wondering if you and Benson will both be booed when you compete because they want to see Anthony in there, or if one of you guys will be cheered and the other one will be booed.
You know what? It really doesn't matter. I know I'm going to have fans there. I know I'm going to have fans there. I'm going to have support. You know, and if I don't before the fight, I'm going to give them a good show either way, and they're gonna like me because of that.
Talk about the response that you've received from the media and the fans, because many of you are calling the 2013 half-year fighter of the half-year, in essence, people giving you all kinds of props. Vitor Belfort won it on some sites. Obviously, most of the Canadian sites are giving it to you, TJ Grant. But talk about what this first 6 months of the year have done for you.
Well, obviously, I'm becoming more consistent in everything I'm doing, my training, my preparation for my fights, and it's kind of showing through. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have good performances and been able to do my thing and stay healthy. You know, I'm on pace for 4 fights this year if I can keep it going. And that's not something necessarily that's easy to do at this level. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, I've had a good first half of the year, and I want to finish it out real strong.
I remember when we led up to the fight with Gray Maynard, people kept asking you about the title shot, and my response to most people was, he still has to beat Gray Maynard. So I'm pretty sure when you get to Milwaukee, it won't even be about Benson, it'll be mostly Benson and Anthony Pettis. How do you deal with that kind of stuff to remain focused, or do you turn into like this, what George calls the robot mode, where you're answering the same questions all the time?
Well, I mean, when you answer the same question, no matter what, you're going to go into robot mode a little bit, but you know, as far as the Anthony Pettis thing, that's history to me. Like, that doesn't even need to occupy 5 more seconds of my time, unless it's, like, obviously if it's asked. Right now it's Benson Henderson. You know, at this point, that's all my focus is, 100%.
Benson Henderson is going to late kick TJ Grant like a tree and drop him, and he's going to be left on the ground for Benson Henderson. I read this somewhere. I'm telling you, I read this somewhere. TJ Grant's going to get leg kicked to death, basically, by Benson Henderson. I thought to myself, have you ever seen TJ Grant fight?
I mean, you know, it's one thing to say it. You know, it's going to be a good fight. People that have those opinions don't really necessarily know what they're talking about. And it's my job to go out there and prove them wrong. I mean, I got to go out there and you know, I'm sure I'm going to get kicked in the leg. That's Benson, one of his best tools, and he does it well. And, you know, I've got to be ready for that, but he's got to be ready to eat my right hand. You know what I mean? I seem to land that a lot, too, so it's going to be a good fight.
What do you think went through his mind? I know you can't speak for him, but what do you think went through his mind when he saw that fight with Gray Maynard?
You know, I really don't know. I can't really speak for him. I know that he said that he was surprised. He thought he was already kind of gearing his training towards Gray Maynard. You know, you can't overlook anyone in this sport. I don't think you should. You know, you can't sleep on anyone. This is the highest level of fighting, and you know, I'm sure it surprised him a little bit.
I want to ask you about what life would do to you, how life would change if you became the UFC's lightweight champion. But the one thing I'm always reminded about is George St. Pierre says, I never have plans on Sunday. I plan on being in the hospital because I want to give it my all. Is that the same sort of theory you have going into Milwaukee?
Yeah, I've never actually had like a fighter after party either. I've never bothered to, you know, some guys try to get a little money out of it, but me, it's like, you know, I think it's bad karma to really think about what I don't spend the money in my head. I don't think about anything other than what I got to do, and you know, I don't even let the thought of holding the title. I got to go out and earn that, right? I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to go out there and just put everything I have into winning, and you know, I'm going to be probably a pretty serious, focused guy the week of the fight, and hopefully get my result.
As always, thank you much for your time.
Thank you.
There you go, TJ Grant taking on Benson Henderson, UFC 164, August 31st in Milwaukee.
And Igor Enriquez is chomping at the bit to give us his thoughts, but we have to go to break. He will join me. He'll join me in the studio again to interview Faraz Ahabi, who's coming up right here on UFC Central. You're listening to UFC Central on Sportsnet Fan Radio Network.
Prices like no other, from a club like no other, the Fan Club. Log on to Sportsnet590.ca. UFC Central. UFC Central with Showdown Joe.
Are you ready?
Welcome back to UFC Central. I'm your host, Showdown Joe. We're talking mixed martial arts, UFC, and everything in between on the Sportsnet Fan Radio Network. My co-host this week, to your radio right, is the legendary Igor Enriquez, the producer for the show here. Not Jacob Clark, the TV producer, but the radio producer, Igor Enriquez, who's very upset that he's got to do boyfriend duty this Saturday. He won't be able to join us at Substance Cage Combat, which goes down George Bell Arena in Toronto. A 7-fight card, 6-fight card. Alex Rishi in the main event taking on Luis Felix. And like I said, there will be guys on this show that will be trying out for the Ultimate Fighter Canada in September in Toronto. You definitely want to check these guys out. Grassroots MMA is so important. That's how I got built up in this sport, working in grassroots MMA, eventually getting to where I'm at today. It's very, very important. And the guy that's about to join us right now knows everything you can possibly imagine about putting guys on fights or putting fights on, as well as his own guys in cages, in rings. His name is Faraz Zahabi, legendary coach, one of the most, I guess he's getting all kinds of props now, but an absolute master in the mixed martial arts strategy game. Faraz, what's going on, man?
How are you, Joe?
Doing good, doing good. How are things in Montreal?
Excellent. Busy as always. Some big fights coming up. We got Rory coming up. Richie, Ivan Menjivar in the fall as well. George right after that. So getting busy.
Hey, listen, Mike Richie was on the show last week. He says he's taking over my job. But what are you telling this guy?
Yeah, he says he could do a lot better is what he says.
I don't know what it is about you, man. All your guys keep taking shots at me. And I know who the kingpin of all that is.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, listen, let's talk about Rory for a second. Rory's taking on Jake Ellenberger. I remember a while ago, first things first, how was Rory doing? Because when I asked Mike last week, even off the record when I was with Mike in Winnipeg, Richie said, people just don't understand Rory McDonald. This is not a guy who's dealing with a full deck of cards. This guy loves to fight. And people don't get it. And I saw the Twitter war between Jake Ellenberger and Rory McDonald. I mean, what are your thoughts on all that?
I didn't follow that too much, honestly. I mean, I'm really more about, preparing for the fight, keeping the fight, not getting personal. You know, it's really about taking care of business, executing. And Rory knows that. You know, Rory's more, he loves to fight. It's a passion for him. It's not, it's not trying to be famous. He's not trying to, he just loves to fight. He's been doing it since he's very young. So it's carved a part of his psyche. You know, I mean, it really is who he is. I think if you jumped on him in the middle of a coma, he would respond with some type of attack. You know, martial arts is really hardwired into him. He does it day and night.
I don't think passion is the right word when it comes to Rory McDonald and fighting. Let's just say that that's the polite version that Faraz Zahabi is using for Rory McDonald because Rory is an absolute beast, and I cannot wait to see him take on Jake Ellenberger. Actually, when Rory fought BJ, didn't you guys do VADA testing?
Yeah, we did VADA testing. We went through the whole thing. It was about 2 months of VADA testing, and both fighters came out clean, like I expected, and it was a fantastic fight.
What about this fight here? You can do it with Ellenberger?
No, there's no VADA scheduled for this fight.
All right. Now, George St. Pierre is taking on Johnny Hendricks. George, did he ever do that with Condit?
No, George has yet to do it. There was some talk about doing it with VADA with Condit, but it never materialized. You know, with my guys, I'm willing to do it every fight. You know, if the other guy's willing to do it, I'm more than willing to do it. Because it's a bit of a hassle. You got to wake up early some days. You know, they knock on your door early. They knock on your door later at night. You never know when they're coming. Every time you move around, you got to tell them where you are. It's quite strict. You know, it's very well done. It's professional. And, I'm willing to do it with George, Rory, Francis, Ivan. I mean, I'll do it with any one of my guys. We have nothing to hide. 100% clean team.
Now, so you're willing to do it, but what about a guy like George whose schedule is absolutely insane during fight week or at least during a camp? He likes to be shut down. Would he have any issues doing VADA testing?
I don't think he would have any issue. You know, he cross-checked one time, called him out on it, and George said yes, and he was more than willing to do it, and then never went ahead with it because cross-check took back his accusations, and it ended there. But I know George is more than willing to do it. Honestly, if the other guy is doing it, there's no reason why you wouldn't want to do it. Because the only thing fighters don't like, the only reason they don't like doing it mostly is because they're on something or it's inconvenient. But if it's inconvenient for both, then let's do it. You know, it's fair. As long as the fight is fair. So I really think I'm more than happy to have any of my guys do it.
Yeah, I know you can't speak on behalf of Johnny Hendricks, but you think he'd be down to do this with George?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him. You know, I wouldn't never speak for somebody, but I'm sure he's a clean athlete. I'm sure he's on the up and up. And I don't think he would have a problem. If George is willing to do it, he should do it. I think it would be good for the sport. It would help clean up the sport. me, I'm all for it. I think a fair fight is the best kind of fight. If Rory and Jake want to do it, if Ivan and Yamamoto want to do it, I mean, I'm all for it. I have no objection.
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea. And this is, listen, I'm not taking anything away for us from the athletic commissions. I just don't like the way they do their tests in comparison to what VADA does with the carbon isotope. I think that's very, very important.
I'm not familiar with what the carbon isotope is.
It basically, it searches the system. It's not about quality. It's about quantity. Sorry, it's not about the quantity in the epitestosterone or testosterone to epitestosterone level. It's the quality in there. It'll show if there's any synthetic testosterone. And that's very, very important when testing athletes. And the good thing about VADA is that it's random, right? It's not, you just don't know when you're going to be tested. Whereas with the commission, hey, here's the day that we're going to test you. Circle it on your calendar. Well, guess what that means? Nah, I'm going to cycle off.
Exactly. You know, if the guys know when the date is, they can arrange themselves. You know, I've heard of a lot of different tricks. And I'm not, honestly, I've never had any experience with this. I've never actually done any of this. So I've heard crazy stories. You know, I've heard, you know, guys get cut and this and that. I mean, our guys, we just don't have that. We just don't have that in our program. We don't have it in our system. And that's why, you know, when BJ asked Rory to do it, I was more than happy. I told Rory, you know, I think it's a good idea. They're going to inconvenience you, but they're going to inconvenience you both. Do it. And I think it shows. You know, the fans are going to get, you know, they're going to get to see two guys, you know, who are having a fair fight. And I think people are going to enjoy that more.
I think, you know what, if a guy like George St. Pierre decides to do VADA testing, and it'll just raise the bar for every single athlete in mixed martial arts, because he is the top of the food chain. Dana White will tell you flat out. Now, will Dana agree with this VADA stuff? Sometimes he's a little, you know, left and right sort of thing. But if George St. Pierre was to be one of the guys to do VADA testing along with Johnny Hendricks, I think this would set a huge precedent for the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if George is a champion and he's clean, nobody has any excuses. You know, people tell me, oh, what if you get injured? What if you get... No excuses, man. George got injured, tore his ACL, never did steroids, never did any hormones, nothing. The body heals itself naturally. The time off, well, you know, that's just part of the game. You know, getting injured is part of the game. I'm not going to take hormones every time I get injured. The chances of getting injured is 100%. You know, you will get injured eventually in your MMA career. Don't tell me that everybody should just take a hormone now whenever you get injured. It makes no sense. The body heals itself. Take the extra time. Let it heal naturally. There's no reason to put, you know, performance-enhancing drugs. To me, it makes no sense.
Now, Faraz, we talked about this early in the show. We were talking about Weidman versus Silva. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. How do you think that'll shake down next week?
I think it's going to be a fantastic fight. You know, I mean, if the fight goes down to the ground, Weidman has a huge advantage. And, of course, if Silva keeps his standing, it's a huge advantage. So where is the fight going to take place? That's the big question. Because, you know, Weidman's wrestling is excellent. It's fantastic. You know, I've actually gotten to work with him during his training camp. I brought Rory down to spar with him. I work with him myself a little. The guy is a freak when it comes to technical knowledge. He's very good. He's excellent. And his top game, just as devastating. It's extremely hard to get out from under him. I've grappled with him myself. I got to wrestle with him myself. The guy knows what he's doing. He just got his brown belt. He got his brown belt from John Danaher.
Wow.
He doesn't give belts easily. You know, he's only given out 4 black belts. He's been teaching jiu-jitsu for a long time. I mean, the guy's a hard guy to get a belt from. Chris definitely is. He'd be a black belt in many other under many other instructors.
Faraz Zahabi just absolutely destroyed my prediction for next week. Oh, well. I appreciate that. Listen, before we wrap things up with you, because I know you're a busy guy, we're talking about Substance Cage Combat. I also had a chance to speak with your brother, Eamon Zahabi, while we were in Winnipeg. Why is he having such a hard time finding fights?
You know, a lot of the guys in our local circuit, they fight on... they train at TriStar and they fight on that card. You know? So a lot of the guys are training with us. You know, and the guys who are a bit outside of our town, they don't really want to fight against TriStar guys. You know, TriStar is more of an international school. They have a lot of talent in there. So I understand. And flying guys in, the promoters don't really want to do that. It's more money. The ticket sales don't cover the ticket. Plus the guy, if you bring him from out of town, he doesn't sell tickets. So it's a bit of an economical situation. And, you know, the only guys who want to fight him have a lot more experience, which, you know, my brother just has one fight right now. I want to give him a guy who's, you know, got less, you know, a guy who doesn't have 25 fights, you know. I don't think you should start there either. And it's creating a bit of a problem, but we'll find a guy. We've had several guys now step up, and I'm sure he'll be fighting in August.
He looked pretty fit in Winnipeg. What's he going to be fighting at?
Fights at 135.
Make 135. I was going to say, I'll make 135. I'll fight him, but then he's got to pay for the buffet whether I win or lose.
No problem. We'll pay for the the hospital bill as well.
All right, Firas, thank you very much for joining us. Hey, am I going to see you in Vegas next week?
No, Vegas, no. Sorry, man. My boy got injured, so we're in the next show.
Wow. Firas Zahabi, too big to come down to Vegas to hang out with Sean on Joe. Wow. Anyways, thank you for joining us tonight. I look forward to talking to you soon, brother.
Thanks, Firas.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
There you have it. Firas Zahabi, the legendary coach in the mixed martial arts world. Now, hey, listen, man. If you see Ayman Zahabi there, Igor, the guy is absolutely a truck. I mean, the guy, you look at him and you can see a mini Firas in there. The guy's a beast. I'll tell you right now, you've got to see this guy, even just the way he coaches and trains guys. Ayman Zahabi is a name you better be paying attention to in the future. I want to see him on a substance card, but for like Firas was saying, they've got the promotion out there that they're trying to get fights for Ayman. And it's, I'm telling you, man, grassroots MMA is so important. I don't like calling it like minor hockey when you go to an OHL game or an AHL game, but it is very similar. You're basically seeing the future of guys that are eventually going to get to the UFC.
And yeah, I think you need that, right? Because there's got to be a proving ground. I know a lot of these promotions are going under and so forth, but there's got to be a proving ground for guys that aren't in the UFC to make it into the UFC. Not everyone's going to make it onto the Ultimate Fighter. Not everyone's got the funds to be doing all these really hardcore training camps. So these kind of events help guys, you know, get put on the radar and so forth. And if you do enough and you get called up to the UFC, there's your break right there.
Alex Ricci is competing in the main event on Saturday. Todd Stout will be competing on this card here. Ahmed Akar, although he's 0-0, big things from Neil Forrester, the guy putting on Substance Combat, the promoter, about Ahmed Akbar. He's kicking off the show, to my understanding, against Malcolm Gordon. But I'm thinking Todd Stout, Alex Ricci, Jesse Ronson are already three names that I believe are going to try out for the Ultimate Fighter in September. Agree or disagree?
Well, I agree. I mean, we talked to Alex a couple days ago, actually, and Alex confirmed that he's going to be going for the Ultimate Fighter. He believes that he needs about three more fights, and he's going to be ready for the UFC. So I'm hoping that he gets those fights and he does well. He's a great guy.
As we wrap up the show, what is it with the Zahabis threatening me? I don't understand.
Well, I know they threaten you to put you in the hospital. That's terrible.
The next
would
time
it happen, though? It might have happened. What do you think?
Dude, I've been with Firas before on the mat. That guy is an absolute destroyer. George St. Pierre will tell you flat out that if Firas Zahabi wanted to right now cut to 155 pounds, he would be a champion in the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Igor, thank you very much for your time.
Not a problem. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you to Tom Wright, Sarah Kaufman, Patrick Cote, TJ Grant, and Firas Zahabi for joining us today. You've been listening to UFC Central on the Sportsnet Fan Radio Network. This fire in the sky.